Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 26. Firmly uphold justice. Never underestimate the importance of business ethics. How can a company or manager who does not have the trust of customers do business well? Confucius said that if you use repressive government to rule a country and criminal punishment to control people and maintain social order, the people will try to circumvent the law by finding loopholes, engaging in shady deals, or even colluding with those in power. The people will act immorally without the slightest sense of shame. Confucius said, if you rule the people by law and control them with punishment, they will try to find loopholes and avoid punishment and have no sense of shame. Thus, the more corrupt a country is, the more laws it will have. Does the same principle apply to a company? That is a company which has more rules more corrupt? Once a person loses his moral fiber, he can do anything for his own personal gain. So governments in many countries have been constantly passing new laws and regulations to prevent more crimes, such as trafficking illegal goods, economic and financial crimes, etc., from happening. However, no sooner has one form of crime been addressed than another new one rears its head. More laws and regulations simply cannot stop more crime from occurring. The root of the problem is people's mindset. Raising moral standards is the only way, and this should be done by cultural influence. Just as Confucius said, if you guide the people by virtue and propriety, they will have a sense of shame and integrity. Running a company is the same as running a country. If you use rules and systems to control employees, they will follow them to avoid mistakes and be disciplined, but won't necessarily know how to consider the interests of or being sincere in dealing with customers. On the contrary, they're more likely to fall into the trap of being concerned about their own personal gain. However, if you can guide employees by propriety and culture, they will form a bond together and be enthusiastic and will know what they should and should not do. Thus, firmly upholding business ethics is very important. If you breach business ethics for the sake of short-term gain, you will pay a greater price in the future. Never underestimate the importance of business ethics. The logic is simple. If, irrespective of the consequences, your only concern is to make money by hook or by crook, can you really expect that the Almighty won't see you? Once your customers find out, how can they trust you again? How can a company or manager who does not have the trust of customers be successful in business? In this era of globalization, when the customer is the king, business managers need a very strong moral code. Investors should maintain the strictest watch on the corporate behavior of managers. If they find any impropriety, they should act immediately and forcefully. Two recent events in the U.S. show the importance of this point. The New York Attorney General, Eliot Spitzer, was investigating mutual funds valued at about $7 trillion U.S. dollars. One of the funds, Strong Mutual Funds, was alleged to have engaged in illegal trading. Its chairman, Richard S. Strong, initially argued that his trading did not have any adverse effect on the fund, And there were only a small number of instances of late trading. That is, trades done at the closing price for the day, but after closing. However, investors did not believe this and applied considerable pressure, with the result that Strong and some of the senior management of the fund had to step down. Prior to this, in August 2003, the New York Stock Exchange announced that the salary of its chairman and CEO, Richard Grosso, was $150 million, including pension of 36 years and bonus entitlements. The news was immediately called into question. The package had in fact been passed by the board of directors and was not illegal. But why was it criticized? And why did it lead to Grosso having to step down? It was mainly because people doubted his moral leadership. They considered he was money hungry, whereas as the leader of a fair and equitable stock exchange, he should have shown high moral fiber. Otherwise, how could he make listed companies abide by the stock exchange regulations? In reality, the trust of investors is a company's most valuable asset. The series of corruption cases in the US in recent years has seriously undermined customer confidence in corporations, and customers are now focusing more closely on the moral integrity of companies and their management. Isn't it just the same for companies and managers in China and elsewhere? Once a company loses reputation, there is no chance to make money anymore.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.